This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians are here. They're out and about, and gee whiz, here they are. What are you going to do about it? I guess is the big question. Well, you're going to listen to Agenda 21 Radio so we can clue you in on who are those totalitarians that someone sometimes just sort of masquerade as patriots. Those that want liberty. The masquerade is on. Yep, the masquerade is on. That's what they do. This is the way totalitarians work. They work stealthily. They work behind the scenes. They work to penetrate and get into the inside inner workings of patriot movements. Like the Tea Party. I just hate it when this happens. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, and we're going to talk totalitarians to this. Well, we talk about it every day, but this hour in particular. Maxine Waters. Yeah, she's up. She's up. Yeah, I think her time might be up in terms of her House seat. We're going to talk about that. And first off, I just cannot resist it. Good friend of California Governor Jerry Brown. You just got to love it when a plan comes together. I mean, you really do. You know, like Jerry Brown, it's interesting. I've called the office of Jerry Brown several times and asked him about this CalExit movement. A secessionist movement, by the way. It's secessionist. I've asked him for a comment about it. When it first came out months ago, when they first rolled it out, you recognize it's a George Soros operation. I always saw Sakara, two totalitarians. One's alive, one's dead. Thank God. You know, sometimes these totalitarians do die off. You know, a lot of people, I get these emails about George Soros all the time. Paul, when's he going to die? I mean, stuff like that. It's like, I'm not in charge of that one. That's not my department. So the challenge goes on about these totalitarians and their mindsets out there. Anyway, so Jerry Brown, who's, of course, a a dictator, the dictator of California, Mr. Dick Tater himself. Anyway, Jerry Brown is, it's an interesting scenario for Jerry because things could be shaken up. But the thing that really I find interesting is who he chums around with, who he's chummy with, who he's friends with. Okay, so this is the deal. You know, remember, let's get into this a little bit. Remember several years ago, he had a visit by the Mexican president, Peña Nueva. I'm sorry, Enrique Nieto. The president comes to California, and all of a sudden, I get calls from the staff. See, the staff in the Capitol building like me. And I said, Paul, Jerry Brown's acting really weird. He's all of a sudden taking a personality shift. And I said, oh, really? I said, what's that shift? He said, well, he's acting more presidential. I mean, I'm cutting through. I told this story several times on the radio show before, but he says, he's acting more presidential. I said, what do you mean he's acting more presidential? Well, the president of Mexico's here. Oh, I said, yeah, the visit. Yeah, but Jerry Brown, he's really acting like he's got more power. Holier than that. I said, more power, Jerry Brown? I said, God forbid. Yeah, he seems to be taking a different kind of logic stream towards his job as, well, the leader of California. I said, oh, really? I said, is he trying to act like a president? And he said, oh, I think that's what it is. So that's where this came from. I coined it. El Presidente, Jerry Brown. So, anyway, his good friend, his good buddy, this is, you know, is the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, N-I-E-T-O, Nieto, Peña, Enrique. So, the Mexican president is his good buddy. Now, you know, they actually are more aligned ideologically than you might understand, Nieto and Brown. Just thought I'd throw that one out there. So, you know, we've long been suspicious about Mr. Nieto. In fact, we haven't been suspicious. We've known, we've heard the stories, we've followed up on stuff, talked to people, that Mr. Nieto is really connected to the cartels. As, well, of course he is. There's a whole story behind that. I mean, we could spend 5 or 6 hours on the cartels, get into that, you know, quagmire again. But, you know, we knew that just given time, Nieto and Brown, probably that whole thing would probably blow up as some sort of relationship that's unsavory for America. And it is. And it's called CalExit. But that's just another thing. And, of course, we've long known about the history of La Raza in the relationship with Jerry Brown. And where does La Raza come? Well, La Raza is an activist group that really came out of Mexico because what they want to do is they want to take back all the lands of the, you know, that was stolen by the United States from the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. That's what they want. They want it all back. They want that land back. They went from Texas all the way up to California and Oregon and all that stuff. Not going to happen. The statutes of limitations has run out. But Mexico just recently declared that they do not abide by and are bound by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. That's just recently in the last 6 months or so. So now, what does that tell you? They're coming to invade and take it? Maybe that's what CalExit's all about. But let's cut to the chase about Jerry Brown and his friend Enrique Peña Nieto. Excuse me. It is time for Agenda 21 Coffee. I got to tell you, it's wonderful. Fresh pot. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and his staff, this is from Breitbart, appear to be trying to erase all traces of connections with a famous musician recently accused of being a drug cartel frontman. Okay, now, this notion that I'm going to tell you about goes on all the time on the internet world. We see this all the time, and I can tell you how it happens, and I will. It says, this week, Peña Nieto visited the Mexican state of Chiapas and posted an Instagram with singer Julian Alvarez where the men are seen in a boat. The photograph was deleted soon after the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and the Treasury Department announced that Alvarez and Mexican soccer star Rafael Márquez were singled out as alleged cartel frontmen. I hate it when this happened. You mean the cartels are so smart that they use athletes and musicians and other famous personalities in Mexico as front people? I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Of course they do. And those of you that are really, really naive about cartels, you know, you need to be slapped around a little bit. Because there's more to these cartels now in your back, in your backyard than you realize. Julio Cesar Alvarez Montenegro, better known as Julian Alvarez, and soccer star Rafael Rafa Márquez are among, it's almost like reefer, Rafa, are among 22 Mexican nationals and 43 business entities whose assets in the United States are now frozen by the Treasury Department, Breitbart, Texas, reported. Julian Alvarez is considered one of Mexico's most famous singers in the banda music genre and is known for praising the drug trafficking lifestyle in his music. Despite the type of music that Alvarez performs, the 2015 Peña Nieto called him a great example of Mexico's youth. In Mexico's Paseco reported. We'll be back. More of this. I mean, we just can't stop now, can we? Just sort of pointing out those totalitarians and their good buddy relationships. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. $299. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially when you're outing people like, well, Jerry Brown's good buddies. You need to look up the definition of a good buddy. Just look it up. Anyway, so Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, this is where we left off in the last segment. You know, there's one thing, we can be contiguous here. I use the word contiguous because that's a word I've been using a lot lately. From one segment to the next, border to border. See, I'm getting at the border thing. I mean, why have a border down there with Mexico and California? Huh? No, hey, there's no border. No, ¿qué pasó, amigo? We know California's part of Mexico, and we're just ignoring the border, right? As Jerry Brown would have it. That's what we're doing, right? Hey, there's no border down there. Jerry Brown doesn't want a border. Because his good buddy, his president partner. Because remember, Jerry Brown, in my opinion, has anointed himself to be el presidente of California. By the way, just for those of you that think I'm crazy, just go walk the halls down in the state capitol building. It's quite a little experience. You can just, you know, park your car, parking structure, go right, just check yourself in with the good security personnel that are all dressed in black with pointy shoes. Note that at the security checkpoints, the pointy black shoes. They're very pointy. Pointy shoes, they are. It makes you want to think about your toes being crunched up. They're so pointy, those shoes. In the black outfits that those guys wear, that's pretty amazing. And then as you walk the halls, you see a lot of those kind of people dressed that way. It's amazing. Anyway, so President Nieto, I just made that up. Nieto. It's pronounced Nieto. I'm just joshing you. Jerry, it's your friend, I know. I don't want to disparage your friend. But this article that came out in Breitbart, from Breitbart, Texas, actually. I think this is Breitbart, Texas. Yeah, in Ortiz and Barbary are the two authors of this. We're going to give them credit for it as well. This is where the accusations that there is a picture. In fact, oh my God, we've got the picture. We have got the picture right here on Agenda 21 Radio. We have got the picture. And this picture shows that the president, Nieto, is seated in a boat with some of his good buddies that are front men for the cartels. And it's interesting because, oh, you guessed it, as soon as the Treasury Department announced that, these guys are seated with the president of Mexico and their cartel from it. As soon as that came out to light by Breitbart, Texas, the picture disappeared from the website that had it with Nieto's name on it. I wonder why. But, you know, there's archives. And we got the picture. Right there. There he is. He's got his hand on the guy's shoulder. Cartel frontman. That's Nieto. But it gets better. Because, you know, we just aren't going to throw out the fact that he's sitting there seated with a guy. You know, it might be somebody he doesn't know. But this is a very famous person in Mexico. And it's kind of interesting. It says here that in this article, Julio Alvarez Mondragón, better known as Julian Alvarez, and soccer star Rafael Rafa Marquez are among 22 Mexican nationals and 43 business entities whose assets in the U.S. are now frozen by the Treasury Department. Julian Alvarez is considered one of Mexico's most famous singers in the banda music genre and is known for praising the drug trafficking lifestyle in his music. Hello. Despite the type of music that Alvarez performs, in 2015, Nueto called him a great example of Mexicans' youth. Great. The connection to Alvarez, and this is the guy he's got his hand on in the boat. Oh my! And we got the picture. You can see it. Now, it's interesting that I don't get it. It just fell off the El Presidente's Facebook page and other websites. This picture did. The connection to Alvarez is the latest scandal to plague Peña Nieto at a time when his popularity continues to plummet after his failure of being able to rein in Mexico's raging cartel violence. Now, I wonder why it's raging, because he supports it. Maybe. It's kind of like a Rahm Emanuel thing, isn't it? Can I draw some comparisons to last hour to this hour? Am I going to connect the dots for you, kicking and screaming one dot to the next? Last hour was a dot. This hour is a dot. We're dragging you, kicking and screaming, to realize that in Mexico, Peña Nieto, which runs around and, you know, these cartels don't play well in the sandbox. They believe in mass murders. They believe in killings, beheadings. Oh, they use, listen, for the beheadings, chainsaws. Brought to you by YouTube, by the way. Yeah, YouTube. I just want to talk about YouTube for a second because, you know, they've been part of this violence and this extremism and stuff like that that's been going on all throughout the genre of YouTube. You know, I went through one time and there was these a whole series of these gruesome beheading videos. They were just disgusting, just... And as I sit here, my stomach is churning of the visuals. So I filed various complaints, you know, that you do with YouTube. And there were 10 of them, 10 of these. Not one was taken off. Not one. I'd check it every other day, and that's what, not one. And they didn't find anything wrong. I got that little thing, came back, said, no violations. That's who we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. And, of course, it's legend with YouTube, with ISIS, right? Kind of makes you wonder about YouTube. Listen, I'm not knocking them from the standpoint, well, just because they took me off the air for a while for, I don't even know why, threatening content. 6 months probation. Yeah, and it was a radio show. It had nothing to do with visuals. It was just a recorded radio show up on... But, you know, it complained about one of the friends of the owners of Google. Oh, well, no censorship there. Mary Nichols of CARB, California Air Resources Board. California, I mentioned it again, California Air Resources Board must be a friend of Jerry Brown. CARB? Oh, doesn't Jerry Brown love carbon credits? Get it? So here we are. Peña Nieto. He's sort of the Rahm Emanuel of the Mexican country. It says here in the article that Peña Nieto has received criticism for the accusations that his government misused law enforcement software designed to track down cartel bosses and terrorists to spy on journalists and critics. Peña Nieto and his government continue to deny the allegations. Isn't this interesting? Peña Nieto has also been accused of having Mexican cartel operators funnel illicit funds into his 2012 presidential election campaign in a scandal that became known as the Monex Gate scandal. He's never been in opposition of the cartels in Mexico. And, of course, he's the president of Mexico. Good friend of Jerry Brown. Does that explain why when Jerry Brown became El Presidente of California, he got rid of the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement in the California Department of Justice? and got rid of the camp programs which were stamping out marijuana and opened the doors for cartels to grow marijuana in California, pollute California, poison California, and steal water? Huh, sounds like a grievance to me. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. I'm getting texts and emails about El Presidente Brown and his association with cartels. It's pretty obvious, actually. Let them eat marijuana. There you go. Marijuana cartels. You know, there was some... Okay, well, I got something here. I was going to, you know, when you're at the break and you're getting your fresh brew. Okay, we had another pot brew off during the last segment, and here it is. It is here. It is ready to go. Sorry, we got people wanting to chime in. And it's right in the middle of the show. Hello, we can't be doing that sort of thing. So that's something we just can't have in the middle of the show. Skype us, interrupt us. I just coined that term. How you like that? Okay, so let's just get the marijuana thing going on here. No, I don't have that. I don't have it queued up yet. What am I doing? I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. Okay. So I'm gonna hang here a little bit longer on this whole thing about the cartels and marijuana and everything, because I want to get into this whole thing about this Navarro guy who's running for Omar is his name. And he is a conservative Mexican, if you will. He's a Californian. Quite frankly, he's an American. I'm going to get away from that garbage. Anyway, this is about Booker and marijuana.
Equality in the United States. Legalize marijuana.
Given the racial impact of marijuana enforcement, given the punishing of poor people through marijuana enforcement, I believe the federal government should get out of the illegal marijuana business.
Okay, but our next guest says there's already proof that that idea from the New Jersey senator is a bad idea.
Jason Riley is a Fox News contributor and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He's also the author of a new book called False Black Power. Thank you so much, Jason, for being with
us. Thank you.
What does he mean by this? He says he's talking about marijuana and how it affects the black community in a negative way.
Right. He's talking about people arrested for marijuana possession or dealing and the racial inequality among those people who are arrested. I think there are strong reasons for legalizing marijuana. People say we're locking up too many people, prisons are expensive. Attitudes in America have changed. 60% of Americans now favor legalizing marijuana. That's up from 30%, since 2000. Including 42% of Republicans, so it's very popular. I just don't think this is the reason to do it. In other words, I don't think you're going to reduce racial inequality in the criminal justice system by legalizing pot. It's not going to do what Cory Booker thinks it will do.
All right, in terms of the arrest rates in Colorado, because that's the best test states, because they're the first one to legalize marijuana against federal law. So far, they say legalization's up 58% for African Americans, juveniles up 29% for Hispanic juveniles.
Exactly. So in the two states where they already legalized it, we have the data in now, because this was done back in 2012 in both Washington State and Colorado. Not only has racial inequality grown in terms of arrest, but more black and Hispanic youths have been arrested. So it's not happening in these test states. There's no reason it's going to happen nationwide. And the reason it's not happening is because drug offenses do not drive the incarceration rate in this country. Violent offenses drive the incarceration rate. And blacks commit more violent offenses. If you sent everyone home in prison who's there for a drug offense, the racial balance in our prison system would barely budge at all. Sure. It's not drug use or drug offenses that are driving this racial disparity.
So let's talk a little bit about why Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey would be proposing this right now. It's not going to go anywhere in the U.S. Senate. Right. So he is simply getting ready to run for president.
Right. I think he's posturing himself for the progressives. I think this is aimed at those.
Cory's pandering. Cory Booker, you know, he's pandering. And I would love to debate sometimes guys like this who talk about marijuana in such a cavalier form, by the way. But, you know, that's just my kind of little rub in about the statistics and everything else that are going on that are driving crime. And, of course, why we need stronger marijuana laws, why we need to continue to criminalize it, and why we need to definitely, those that push it, those that sell it, put them out of business and use federal law to do it. That's just my opinion. But that's me because I only had, 26 years working with drug offenders of marijuana and cartels and all this other stuff. I see that. By the way, so Nueto and his cartels down there in Mexico, this is the whole thing I'm talking about, and Jerry Brown, what are they pandering the most with? What's leading to all the deaths and everything down there of those cartels? Because the currency that's brought in by marijuana, which is what they're finding out in the Philippines, right? And, we had that whole Duterte conversation yesterday. Okay, but now we have a possible savior of California. And it comes by way of one Omar Navarro. Omar Navarro, remember that name. He's a Californian. He's an American. He just so happens to have a Spanish last name. Omar, 28, says he's had enough of watching California's liberal politicians let the golden state and country fall apart. Thank you, Omar Navarro. The young Latino conservative is challenging left-wing Republican Maxine Waters for her seat in the 43rd congressional district in the 2018 elections. When I realized Maxine Waters was my representative, I said, wow, this person is representing me and California and me. Thank you, Omar. How are people electing this person year after year, Navarro said. I started doing research and looking into her background, and I did not see one candidate running a legitimate campaign against her in 27 years. Just think of this. Omar Navarro. Now, it gets better about Omar, so let's keep on going. In an interview with Breitbart News, Navarro said he is tired of seeing liberal politicians that are running their own districts, their own counties down to the ground. Enough is enough. He said he's running in 2018 because we have to do something about it, and I'm not going to let our country fall apart. 28 years old. Huevos grande. Navarro was born in Inglewood, California, and spent a significant portion of his life in Hawthorne in Torrance. Now, you have to know this. Back in the day, when I was doing contracting work, I used to install swimming pools and spas in Hawthorne and Torrance. I know it well. I can tell you the different soil compositions of that Palos Verdes Peninsula area is wonderful, by the way. It's a really fantastic area, and it's very rich. Very rich. See, back in the day when America was California, that part of America, California, was manufacturing aircraft and everything. That's where all the elite met and put up their homes and everything. Beautiful palatial places. I tell this story about, this guy that I met for the first time several years ago in Palos Verdes, and it's got some liberal snobs, and this guy was a liberal snob, and so was his wife, and they were wonderful people and had a beautiful home up there in Rancho Palos Verdes. Beautiful. Oh, see the Pacific Ocean, Catalina Island. I mean, on a clear day, you could see Hawaii for those flat earthers. No, you can't. In flat earthers, come on. I'm looking out over the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and I'm looking out towards the southwest, actually, and I could not see Hawaii. If the earth was flat, I could see Hawaii, right? Okay, so we've had our little science thing here today. So this guy was really, and his wife were really, really, really into the Al Gore thing. Now, see, Al Gore's been speaking again down in Australia. We'll be back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You know, in the last segment, I got cut off, you know, by my own radio show. Come on! I'm the radio host. Come on! Sleep at the switch. So focused. Omar Navarro is who we're talking about, and I was relaying a story. He's from the area. I used to put spas and pools in and stuff like that back in the day, when I was doing contracting. And this Omar Navarro running for Congress against Maxine Waters. And I was telling a story about the type of people that you run into up there. And I was invited to a get-together up in Rancho Palos Verdes about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And so I went up there, flew into Southern California, and went up there, got a car, and met these people for the first time. Didn't know them, but the woman was late for the dinner party that they were having, and I thought, you know, this is kind of interesting. We have all these people here, and I'm one of them, and she's late, and she's supposed to be the host. But she was at an Al Gore climate summit, mini summit, or whatever kind of workshop that was going on up at the clubhouse. Okay, so you get it. The rich, where the elite meet, she's up there, and she's doing all this stuff, and, you know, it's all about climate change and global warming. It's Al Gore and everything. So she comes, she shows up, and we're all sitting around, and we're having, like, hors d'oeuvres and everything, and the dinner's delayed because she's not there yet, because she's got to get the latest on Al Gore, and she's going to report back to the troops. Of course, I'm a spy, I guess, because I wasn't one of the troopers. Anyway, so she comes in, and she's, oh, this, that, and the other about Al Gore. I'm so excited because Al Gore, this, that, and the other, and he was on TV. They could see him, and they were talking to him, and Al Gore, this, that, and Al Gore, and Al, you know, I'm going, great, you know. So the guy, the gentleman, says to me, he says, you have a science background, don't you, Paul? And I said, yeah. I said, I taught environmental sciences, and I'm really an original environmental wacko. I like the kind of stuff I give you guys. And he goes, wow. He says, well, what about this climate change? He says, I sense you don't agree with climate change. And I said, well, you know, I'm very pragmatic, and I'm kind of like really believe in pure science. I said, well, you know, and I sort of weaned myself off of all this global warming business early on because I went through global cooling. And he looks at me, says, global cooling? I said, yeah. I said, back in the 70s, it was all about global warming. And the alarmists were out there like Jerry Brown. I said, it wasn't global warming. Then it was global cooling. We're going to freeze and overpopulate. And I mean, just crazy things were going to happen to us all by 1980. And then, of course, 1980 came and went, and they were lying to us. And I said, so I kind of get the same thing about this. And he says, really? I said, yeah. What about global warming? I said, well, this is how I used to teach it to my kids about global warming. I went into this whole thing about the solar cycles and all that good stuff. And I said, yeah, every 7-11 years, you see solar cycles, solar flares. And the strange thing happens that the Earth warms, actually, when there's high-intensity solar flaring going on. He goes, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, oddly enough, the moon warms at exactly the same time. And he's looking at me and he said, and so does Venus, Mars, Pluto, Saturn, and Uranus. He's looking at me like, what the hell did he just tell me? And so I said, now here's the other thing. Last time I checked, I don't see any SUVs driving around on Mars, do you? So that, I said, the real driver of global warming and global cooling is the sun. I said, you can't escape that. The sun is much bigger than all the human beings put together in one little planet. And he's kind of like going, oh my God, real science, real thought. And I said, yes. So I don't believe in it. Boy, did that spoil the party. Everybody was, they were all Al Gore there fans, and I was put in the corner. The dunce, I said, that didn't mind. I spoiled the party. But, you know, I got them to think about it. If nothing else, I got them to think about Uranus. Okay, so Omar Navarro, 28 years old, and he's from the area I was just describing to you, where the people live, and they live very elite and all that good stuff. The Hawthorne area of Torrance and so on. The 43rd District, which I didn't understand this until I read this article, includes parts of South Central L.A. See, I was thinking all of South Central L.A., but it's been gerrymandered around over the years to suit the liberal elites that have moved into these various areas. Westchester, Playa del Rey, Torrance, Gardena, Hawthorne, Inglewood, and Lawndale. So that's her stronghold. That's her money. By the way, she's a wealthy woman, Maxine Waters. So it doesn't play with me when I go down to South Central and see some of my friends down there. And I got friends down there. I got friends in different parts of Southern California. You'd be surprised where I have friends and I call and I talk to and when I'm down there, I visit. It doesn't suit me well when she's living in a mansion, the multimillionaires that she is, trying to represent my friends that are poor. It just doesn't work for me. And getting more poor in California. Goes on to talk about Omar. It says he resigned from his position serving as the traffic commissioner or on the traffic commission in Torrance 2 weeks ago. This is not the first time running against Waters. Navarro ran against her in 2016. He had only raised $3,000 for his initial run against Water compared to $650,000 she spent against him. He goes on to say, but I still got 25% of the vote, which was quite humbling. Even received that type of vote, to receive that type of vote with the amount of money I spent, he added. I learned a lot from that election and said it was an honor for me to be on the ballot with, drumroll please, Donald Trump. Approximately 3 weeks ago after the November 2016 elections, the 2016 elections, Navarro said he was able to gather information and numbers about how well he could potentially do in another political run against Waters. He was optimistic and began doing his videos on Periscope. He went out and talked to people at rallies and city council protests. I started getting a good reception from people who were interacting with me. And then I decided I'm going to do this. I'm going to run. And I had a good feeling. I just felt it. We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to pick up on the story about Omar Navarro in the next segment. In the next hour, it's going to have to be. Yes, too many good things happening. Really, really good things happening. And just hang on to your, hang on to your trust in what's going on around you. But there's a lot of things that are happening, and when things come together, it's going to be a wonderful thing. We got this whole thing going on, though, with Mr. Mueller. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the next hour, too. Robert Mueller and what he's doing to, hassle people and try and catch people in traps, so to speak. Because, you know, when there's no there, you got to create something, and that's what they're doing with certain people, to try and catch them in lies and or make-up lies. It's the ham sandwich conviction time for Robert Mueller, special prosecutor. I think we need a special prosecutor to focus in on the crimes of the special prosecutor. That's my opinion. But anyway, I'm just a person. That's all I can tell you. I am just one of those crazy kind of people who think that, Robert Mueller might be a little bit off kilter, a little bit off base. What do you think? Anyway. Okay, so we're coming up to the end of the hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. And would like to remind you to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, email me, paul@a21r.com. And I've been getting little bleeping things across my screen here in the last 7-8 minutes, about 8 of them. Thank you for your listenership, but I will try and answer some of them. after the show. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newmana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.